This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson finds himself once again on the brink of political disaster. I guess you're at the brink, right? Two of his cabinet secretaries, the health secretary and the chancellor of the exchequer, that's the treasury secretary, they resigned today in the wake of, well, you can only call it a whole lot of scandals over there. Also weighing on the prime minister's fortunes, though, inflation running even hotter in the UK than it is here, 9.1%, and that has sparked a wave of backlash against the government. What, though, about the small businesses in the UK that are doing all they can to just stay in business? Samantha Wallace runs a honey stall in the Borough Market over in London. It's called From Field and Flower. We've been talking to her for, I guess, it's a couple of years now. Hi, Sam. It's Kai. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Sorry to be late.
No problem.
How are things at the honey stall?
Generally speaking, they're fine. It's kind of, I was saying to a friend, it's a bit like pushing a boulder uphill at the moment. We're kind of ticking along, but, you know, Brexit, I'm sure you'll hear about Brexit always anyway, but yeah. And then over here we've got something that they're calling cheerfully the cost of living crisis. Everything just feels a bit difficult at the moment, a bit like wading through treacle, just when you really want it to feel easy.
So, yeah, well, my first clue was you saying you were pushing a boulder uphill. Let's talk about that whole cost of living crisis, known in American English as inflation. It's higher over there than it is over here, like 9-something percent. The Bank of England says you're looking at 11% at some point. That cannot be good for you as a business.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, essentially, it will start to hit the kind of people that come to the market for pleasure because it's a fun thing to do, you know, a day out with the family. Being in London is not necessarily a cheap day out. And so that's a worry. And then more pertinently, we have a fuel bill that is just extortionate. Our petrol is up at £2 now for a litre, which I think it's almost tripled in cost to fill up, basically.
Yeah, so £2 is, I don't even know off the top of my head, probably what, $2.50-ish, £2?
Right? I would say so, yes, at a guess, yeah. You know, on average, yes.
Right, so $2.50 a litre, that's $10 a gallon, which is steep. Let me ask you something, though. Back up for a minute to people shopping at Borough Market. Have you raised prices with inflation at 9-something percent?
We've actually just had to, for the first time, raise our Italian honey prices. It's kind of one of those things we tried to put it off, but we're going to have to just do it now and hope that that's, you know, that works, basically.
Are you worried about staying in business?
No, optimistically, no, not particularly. I guess I'm worried about how long can we kind of ride this road that feels like quite bumpy. But I mean, I think we can pivot to things. We introduced a pet line, specifically kind of very gourmet dog treats. And there will always be people, I guess, who love honey. But we might look at a future where perhaps we're more limited in what we bring in and just how much variety we have. But optimistically, I like to think that, you know, we're in a really good spot in Borough. It's a beautiful place. It's very popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There will always be people coming. So hopefully it's just enough.
I look forward to getting back there. Let me ask you the labor question. Obviously, labor over here, super tight. It's you know, two job openings for every one person. Wages are going up. What about over there?
Well, there's a lot of vacancies, as I understand it, more generally, and we've just had it happen that, yes, some of our longstanding kind of part-timers are just moving on. And so we've just been replacing people. It's been really tricky. We used to get lots and lots of CVs, and this time we've been actually almost super desperate. We've landed on our feet. Essentially, we've got two lovely ladies working for us now, but they're both very new. It's their first ever jobs, which is great because they're super moldable, but also, you know, it's their first ever jobs. So that's quite a lot to take in. So we've been quite lucky, but it just the normal routes have failed totally.
I don't know that I've ever asked you this in the number of years we've been speaking. Is running a business all you thought it would be? Is it harder? Is it worth it? What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know. I was quite nervous about setting up a business. My parents were both self-employed and had different businesses. So I'm aware, I guess, of the costs and the strain. But I think it's hard when you really care about something. I think it's that thing if you never switch off. I think that's the only downside. But other than that, no regrets. Absolutely not. I love it. And I'm optimistic about the future. I always am.
Fair enough. And that's good to hear, actually. If you find yourself in London's Borough Market, swing by Samantha's shop. It's called From Field and Flower. And pick yourself up some honey or some dog treats, I suppose. Pet treats. Sam, thanks a lot. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Take care. Talk to you soon.